Today's grammar point is 過ぎる.
Now, this is a verb that means to exceed, surpass. When it's used as an auxiliary verb, meaning when it's attached to the mastem of a verb or the root of adjectives, it implies that something has been done too excessively or too much. So, as we mentioned, this attaches to the mastem of verbs and the root of adjectives. So, Naomi-sensei, what do we have in today's conversation?
食べ過ぎた.
To eat too much. Now, this is the plain past, 食べ過ぎた. What is the root verb here?
食べる.
Now, what's the mast stem of this?
食べます. 食べ.
We drop the du to get the mast stem. Then to the mast stem, 食べ, we attach
過ぎる.
To get 食べ過ぎる. To eat too much. And then we had the plain past in today's conversation, which was
食べ過ぎた.
And the subject was
お前.
Which is a very, very casual way to refer to the second person singular, you. I rarely ever use this.
Mm.
I can't even recall the last time I did. But that's not to say that people who talk in very casual Japanese with their good friends don't. I just rarely use it.
Yuchi-san, 使います?お前.
With very close friends, isn't it?
ですよね。
すごい。ニコニコしながら、like, he was like smiling. Ah, just with friends. いつも使ってるね。
No way. Like, it's very rude.
Yeah.
But if you're good friends, it's okay to use it. But be careful. Some people might not like it.
Okay. So let's have an example with an adjective.
It doesn't appear in the lesson, but 高すぎる.
Too expensive. Now, what we have here is an e adjective. So what is the original e adjective?
高い.
And we say e adjective because it ends in e. 高い. Okay. Now, we want to get the root of this adjective, so we drop the e and get
高
and then we add
過ぎる
to get
高すぎる
too expensive. So we had covered a verb, we covered an e adjective, and let's just put in a na adjective to kind of finish things off.
静かすぎる
too quiet, kind of like eerie, like you know, right before someone gets whacked in the horror movie, it's too quiet.
この間ピーターに私言われた。What's wrong with you, Naomi? You're too quiet.
Yeah,
no. 今日ちょっと静かすぎるけどどうしたの?
Like, I thought she was going to do something.
That's because I had a hay fever.
Yeah, that was a great... So, let's talk about the construction here. What is the construction? What's the original noun?
静か.
Quiet. And then to get too quiet?
静かすぎる。
So na adjectives are actually the easiest. You append sugiru right to the noun. That's it. You don't have to drop anything. Append it right to the noun.